A ruler once came to Jesus by night to ask him the way of salvation and light. The master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in to the broadcast, and we'll pick up our study here in Matthew chapter 14, verse number 34. Matthew 14, verse number 34. The scripture says here, and when they were gone over, they came unto the land of Gennesaret. And when the men that had in that place that had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about, and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as were touched were made perfectly whole. And so here we see the Lord landing in this place, and the word of the Lord had come here to this region, and this well could be the land where the demoniac Gadara was at, and where the Lord told him to stay there and to tell and preach and tell what the Lord had done for him. And so now, when Jesus comes, rather than wanting the Lord Jesus to depart from them, they are glad to see him, and they go to all the country round about and bring all the sick, all the infirm, and they beg him that he might touch, that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and those that touched him were made perfectly whole. They had faith in him that he could heal. Just faith in him. Faith in his power. Faith in his virtue. Faith in his ability to heal. Chapter 15 of Matthew, verse number 1. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. And so these Pharisees from Jerusalem, they come and say, well, why are your disciples not obeying and honoring the tradition of the elders, of our elders, by washing their hands before they eat? That's just not religiously right. It's good to wash your hands before you eat. That keeps down germs and keeps us from getting sick. But it has no spiritual connection whatsoever. The washing of hands before we eat doesn't make us more acceptable to God or less acceptable to God. It makes no difference to the Lord whatsoever. Now, not washing our hands when we can wash our hands, we indeed might be found to be foolish, especially if there's some sickness going around. But these Pharisees, they see this as a religious thing and a spiritual thing and a thing that God holds in disdain for those that do not wash. The Jews had a bunch of ceremonialism that they went through that their scholars, so-called, and commentators on the scripture had made all kinds of rules and ceremonial rules and such on how to obey the Word of God. And so it said, your disciples are transgressing, not following the tradition of the elders. They're not washing their hands. So what does Jesus say about washing of hands relative to acceptance of God, acceptance by God? And he answered and said unto them, verse 3, Matthew 15, 3, why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? So he says, my disciples are not following tradition, and they're transgressing. Why do you transgress the word of God, the commandment of God, by your tradition? So see, they come and they say they're transgressing the tradition of the elders. And Jesus says, you're transgressing the commandment of God by your tradition. For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or mother, or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. So what had happened is the quote unquote scholars and doctors of law in Israel had heard about what and understood what the Lord said about the honoring of parents and that parents should be cared for by their children in their old age. That's a part of that honor. And so in hearing that, they wanted to make a way that people could be loosed from that. And so what they came up with is that if you say to your father or your mother, everything that I would have used to care for you, I've dedicated that to the temple, or I've dedicated that to the service of the Lord. I've dedicated that already as a gift unto God. And I just don't have the wherewithal to be able to take care of you. And the Lord Jesus says in doing that, in verse 6, and honor not his father and his mother, he shall be free. They said if you make that dedication of that money, of that service, of that what you would have used to care for your parents and honor them, then you'll be made free. And so the Lord's commandment is standing there in the scrolls in Jerusalem, across the land in the synagogues, honor your father and mother, that your days may be long upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And by their tradition, this opinion of the quote-unquote scholars of Israel, doctors at law, tradition makers, they took the commandment of God, which was given, that can never be changed, and made it of none effect in their lives and in their hearts and in their families by a tradition. And so Jesus calls them and said, they say, why, your disciples are not, they're transgressing because they're not following the tradition of the elders by washing their hands. And Jesus says, you're not keeping the commandment of God because of your tradition. Here's an example. Verse 7, ye hypocrites, well did Esaias prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. So he says here, what Isaiah prophesied is true. Lip service, but in the heart, there's no desire for the Lord, no hearing of the Lord, no surrendering to the way of the Lord that's been commanded, but rather trying to worship me, trying to worship God by the commandments of men, rather than the doctrine, the teaching, the commandments of the Lord. And so, here the Lord answers a question with a question. And he makes it very pointed, doesn't he? He tells the truth. And oh, how much of this goes on today. May the Lord help us and deliver us from it. Tradition and things that we think are right, things that we put in high regard and high esteem that contradict the commandment of God. You know, a tradition that is honoring, respectful, is a good thing in that it lines up with the Word of God. But a tradition that contradicts the Word and commandment of God can never be a substitute for the commandment of God. It can never be a substitute. It never can come in beside and replace the commandment of God. A tradition and practice and way that lines up and obeys the commandment of God is a good thing of honor and right. We take the commandment and the Word of God and apply it to our lives, and we use that to obey Him in things. That's good. It may become traditional with us in that we do it, and we do it, and that becomes our expectation, what we obey in. But to take a tradition of man and bring it in here and replace the commandment of God, the Lord says, it's a hypocritical way. It's a fulfilling of the prophecy of Isaiah. Leads us to ask a question, how far is my heart away from the Lord? This people draweth nigh unto me, verse 8, with their mouth, the speech is good, and honoreth me with their lips, the talk is good, but their heart is far from me. The heart a long, long way away. Verse 9, but in vain they do worship me. It's an empty worship. It is a worship of vanity indeed. Teaching for doctrines, teaching for their teaching. That's what doctrine means, is the teaching. Not the Word of God, but the commandments of men. How is it with you? Do you hear the Word of God and you say, well, no, I know better. I've got a different way. I've got my way and you've got your way. No, it's not going to fly before the Lord. If it comes in the stead of the Word of the Lord, if it comes in there to replace the commandment of God, it has no hope or future. But if it agrees with the Word of God, then it's honoring to the Lord. And it is worship of the Lord and obedience. You know, that's one way that we worship the Lord, is by obeying Him and what He said. If you're hearing this broadcast and you're not saved, you don't know the free pardon of sin through our Lord Jesus Christ, we point you to Him and we beg you, repent of your sins before God and believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. His death, His burial, His resurrection, in substitution for you, to believe and know that He did that thing for you because you're the sinner that needs saving. He says, come unto me. Come unto Him and He will give you rest. I see that our time is past for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of His gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.